Okay, Rhonda Forrester.
Good morning, Chairman Draper and members of the board. My name is Rhonda Forrester. I'm affiliated with CV and Mahar Engineers, and I'm going to speak in opposition to the proposed petition.
Please remember to swear that the truth, the testimony will be the truth and nothing but the truth, please.
The testimony that I'm about to give is the truth and nothing but the truth.
Thank you.
Thank you. CB and Mahar urges the board to reject the citizen petition submitted on January 13, 2020, proposing changes to Chapter 400, Maine Solid Waste Management Rules, Public Benefit Determination Requirements for the following reasons. First, conflicts with existing statute. The proposed rule change would change the definition of waste generated within the state, causing the rules to be in conflict with the definition provided in the Maine Revised Statutes, Title 38, Section 10N. The definition of in-state waste was recently discussed and addressed during the 129th legislative session to clarify that residue from Maine's incinerators and processing facilities is Maine waste, regardless of the raw material's point of origin. Next is the impact on solid waste facilities statewide. The proposed rule would have an economic and operational impact on multiple recycling, waste processing, and waste-to-energy facilities in Maine, as multiple facilities take in some amount of out-of-state waste, since operations require more waste than what is generated in Maine to be efficient. This is documented in the Maine DEP 2019 Municipal Solid Waste Generation and Disposal Capacity Report for calendar year 2017. Limiting the operations and available options for residual management may have the unintended consequence of more waste being landfilled because there are no other options for handling these waste at facilities which are higher on the state solid waste hierarchy. There's also the elimination of a beneficial use material. Based on our experience as engineering professionals, fines from waste processing facilities can be used as alternative daily landfill cover material, and in most cases is the preferred material for this use. If alternative daily cover material, such as these fines, is not available, virgin soil will be used as cover material. However, with use of waste fines as daily cover material, a waste product is being used beneficially, which is consistent with the intent of the state solid waste hierarchy. Regarding environmental justice, the petition proposes to add a definition of environmental justice to the Chapter 400 definitions that includes the following statement. Environmental justice shall include the equal protection and meaningful involvement of all people with respect to the development, implementation, and enforcement of waste management laws, regulations, and licensing decisions. The Environmental Protection Agency website defines environmental justice as the fair treatment and meaningful involvement of all people, regardless of race, color, national origin, or income, with respect to development, implementation, and enforcement of environmental laws, regulations, and policies. Environmental justice occurs when everyone has the same degree of protection from environmental and health hazards and has equal access to the decision-making process. Fair treatment means that no group of people bear a disproportionate share of the negative environmental consequences resulting from industrial, governmental, and commercial operations or policies. The existing public benefit determination and solid waste permitting processes already includes provisions to notify the public and allow the public to provide comment or become an intervener. Currently, facility abutters and the municipal offices of municipalities in which the facility is located or proposed to be located are notified within 5 days prior to submitting a public benefit determination application. The notice must also be published once in a newspaper circulated in the area where the project is located, and the Maine Department of Environmental Protection posts this information on their public website. The rules require the commissioner to accept written public comment during the course of processing an application, and also requires that a public meeting be held in the vicinity of the proposed facility to hear public comments. The commissioner must consider and address these comments when making the public benefit determination. In the case of landfill facilities, the existing rules already contain provisions to equally protect people that could be potentially impacted by the landfill siting and operations. These include standards for landfill siting and design, as well as evaluation of potential impacts to site environs if there were failures of the landfill system. The rules also require facilities to have approved monitoring programs to detect changes in groundwater, surface water, and air quality. This protects people and the environment surrounding the landfill, and these requirements are approved by the department before a license is issued to the facility. The existing rules were written to involve the public, protect the environment, and allow waste processing facilities to access the raw materials needed for operations to support the state solid waste hierarchy. The rules and the department's enforcement already provide the protections which appear to be the basis for the proposed changes to the rules. For these reasons, CBN Mahar Engineers recommends the board reject the citizen petition proposing changes to Chapter 400, Maine Solid Waste Management Rules, Public Benefit Determination Requirements. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Forrester. Any questions from the board? Yes, Mr. Pelletier.
Thank you, Ms. Forrester. Just as a practical matter, I suppose you'd be the best one, but a suggestion earlier on was whether or not you might be able to use tarps instead of fines. Is that something that's practical at a large landfill facility?
Using tarps
or instead of daily cover?
The tarps?
Yeah.
Tarp material, no. That wouldn't have the structural integrity that you would need.
As a daily cover, is it being used in other places?
Tarps, not using tarps. You can use a geosynthetic material, but that's heavier duty. That's a heavier duty material than a tarp and requires kind of some design and installation. But to use just a generic tarp as a cover, that's not going to give you the protection you need, no.
As a temporary matter for the next day and move it back. Moving back and forth. Okay.
We wouldn't recommend that, no.
Mr. Shane.
Yes, can you nuance that for me a little bit further? Yes, they're not tarps. They really are materials that are large and require equipment to spread over, but they are used. I believe they may even be used at Crossroads and in Norwich Walk. So what would make that impractical at Juniper Ridge?
Using a tarp as a daily cover material?
Well, not tarp, a large covering, synthetic covering.
I mean, that would be something I would defer to Casella or Juniper Ridge to answer. I mean, when you're looking at that, you're looking at just daily operations and the time needed to move the covered material back and then get in there to actually do your waste operations. But that's something that the operators could better answer in terms of why they don't use it for their daily material.
Great, because one of the things you said right at the beginning of your comments was that this material, fines for alternative daily cover is a beneficial use. And without that, we'd have to use a lot of virgin soil. But if we didn't have that 200,000 plus tons a year going to Juniper Ridge, there would be a lot less to cover in the first place. So I have a difficult time handling the math in my head about, okay, what are the trade-offs here? Fortunately, that's not really the decision I'm forced to make in the situation. I'm just trying to do the math.
Any other questions from the board? Ms. Loizum?
I do have one. Is it your understanding that use of a material like a heavy duty, thick millimeter kind of geosynthetic or poly something kind of cover would likely produce more gas or trap more gas from the landfill, and that wood debris like the CDD fines may be used for managing the gases from the landfill mass?
Are you asking just what's better at controlling the gases that are emitted from as waste decays? Is that
following up on the question about using something that's not a tarp versus the wood debris as a form of daily cover?
Right. You have your fines materials that you can use. You can use the tarps. Both are going to require some gas management, which landfills that we work with do currently. It's not quite understanding what your question is.
Yeah, sorry. Never mind. Thank you.
All right. Yes.
Any other questions? None? Thank you, Ms. Forrester.